This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal inspects Banipal's inundated area. Class 12 result published, 52.91% of regular students pass. And Philippines authorities say Chinatown fire kills 11 people. Now the news in detail. Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal inspected the Pulbazar inundation area in Banipal municipality of Kabriplanchak today. Minister Dahal observed the inundated area during the inspection of the under-construction Araniko Highway and took information from the locals about the problem. About 40 houses in the Pulbazar area were flooded due to rain last Tuesday night. The river has been narrowed due to the increase in settlements, which has also been obstructing the Araniko Highway for some years. During the monitoring of the inundation area, Minister Dahal said that every measure to make this area flood-free will be proceeded after discussing with the relevant agencies and technicians to reach for a solution. The National Examination Board published the Class 12 results this morning. Approximately 400,000 regular candidates from 5,542 schools participated in the examinations held on April 26th. According to the published results, 52.91% of regular students passed. The House of Representatives Industry, Commerce, Labor and Consumer Welfare Committee has ended discussions on amendments to the E-Commerce Bill 2084 today. Lawmakers emphasized the need for e-commerce to be timely, reliable and under regulatory control with a focus on consumer interest and taxation. Likewise, Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari urged the committee to consult experts to integrate significant advantages from the amendments and to complete discussions within the next week. Furthermore, Minister Bhandari also called for the bill to be passed during the upcoming parliamentary session. A total of 30 parliamentarians proposed 19 amendments to the bill. The committee has already engaged with experts and stakeholders on e-commerce matters. The second phase of Motihari Bara Amlekach Petroleum Pipeline Project has reached the final stage of the project completion. The project is being carried out as a part of Nepal-India Corporation. The Nepal Oil Corporation has stated that 90% of the project's job is finished. The Chief of Madhya Province Office of the Nepal Oil Corporation, Binit Mani Upadhyay, said the remaining task of the project will be completed in 2 months, adding that two tanks with a capacity of 4,001 kiloliters was prepared and the task of laying the pipeline has reached its final phase. The government of Nepal has invested ₹1.54 billion and ₹600 million from the Indian government for the project. A suspension bridge over the Sun Kosi River was brought into operation. The bridge connecting Baitar of Halesi, Tuachung Municipality in Kotang District and Sorung Chabitse of Katari Municipality in Udaipur District has eased the normal life of the people from two districts. The bridge was constructed with investment of ₹35 million received from the Kosi Province government. According to the Infrastructure Development Office Gaighat construction of the suspension bridge, the people from Baitar, Baluyuki, Dikua, Taragao and other settlements in the adjoining area will not have to cross the river in boats. Likewise, roads networks have also been constructed on both ends of the bridge. In order to enhance capacity of the party leaders, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is organizing a 2-day closed camp workshop at its central office. According to party's acting spokesperson Manish Shah, intensive talks would be held on ideology, organization, political values, parliamentary affairs, leadership academy and candidate club as well as party building initiatives in the workshop that kicked off this morning. A total of 50 leaders, including the party's central office bearers, central committee members and the central department leaders, are present in the workshop. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A fire ripped through a building in the Philippine capital's Chinatown early Friday, killing 11 people. According to Agence France-Presse, crews from 14 fire trucks took 2 hours to control the morning blaze in Manila's Binondo district, the city's fire bureau said in an initial report. Rescue personnel later found the bodies of 11 people inside the five-story mixed-use building, it added. The cause of the blaze and identities of the victims were not immediately known. The building hosted shops on the ground level and residential units on upper floors. Monsoon downpours caused flash floods that killed 13 people in India's Himalayan foothills, with helicopters rescuing hundreds stranded near a renowned Hindu shrine. Flooding and landslides are common and caused widespread devastation during India's treacherous monsoon season, but experts say climate change is increasing their frequency and severity. According to Agence France-Presse, a disaster official Vinod Kumar Suman shared information that 13 deaths have been reported across the northern state of Uttarakhand. So far, district officials said around 700 people were rescued by airlift while traveling to Kedarnath Temple, a popular pilgrimage destination dedicated to the Hindu deity Shiva. Similarly, more than 200 people were killed in the southern state of Kerala this week when landslides hit villages and tea plantations, with search and rescue operations ongoing. 2 others were killed this week in neighboring Himachal Pradesh state, where rescuers are still searching for more than 2 dozen reported missing. The biggest prisoner exchange between Russia and the West since the Cold War era took place earlier on a Thursday, with 24 people released in total. According to BBC, the White House said that 16 prisoners had been freed and were on their way back to Europe and the US. Among them is Wall Street Journal reporter Ivan Zarovskvik. In return, 8 Russian prisoners have been released from prisons in US, Norway, Germany, Poland, and Slovenia, including individuals accused of intelligence activities. The children of 2 of the prisoners have also returned to Russia. The swap took place on the runway at Ankara Airport earlier on Thursday. President Joe Biden has confirmed U.S. Marine veteran Paul Whelan, Russian-American journalist Aslu Kurmasheva, and Russian-British activist Vladimir Karamurza, who has a U.S. green card, are also on their way back to the U.S. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met the release at the U.S. airport. Similarly, Russian President Vladimir Putin and other senior officials, along with the Guard of Honor, met the returning Russians at Moscow Airport. An Australian government review has found that serious failures by Israeli military led to drone strikes on an aid convoy that killed 7 workers in Gaza. The strike on 1 April killed charity workers from the World Central Kitchen WCK from Australia, Canada, Poland, the UK and the US, as well as their Palestinian colleague. The review released on Friday concluded that the Israel Defense Forces IDF failed to follow procedures and made identification and decision-making errors. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong said that the Australian government would press for full accountability for those responsible for the incident, including any appropriate criminal charges. Minister Wong further said that the Military Advocate General of Israel is still to decide on further action in a statement on Friday. According to BBC, the IDF had launched an internal investigation amid intense international pressure and sacked senior officers after acknowledging that the strike was a serious failure and a grave mistake. More than 258 workers have been killed in Gaza since October 7, 2023. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province, and at a few places of rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. There is also possibility of wind gust at some places of Madhes province and of the eastern Terai regions. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal inspects Banipal's inundated area. Class 12 result published, 52.91% of regular students pass. And Philippines authorities says Chinatown fire kills 11 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.